Hey, it's George, and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today, I'm joined by the founders of Route 22 Filmworks, Michael, Dawn, and Vincent. And they're the creative team behind a growing grassroots film community right here in the Lehigh Valley. And they're the organizers of the Route 22 Filmworks Film Festival, now entering its third year, which is taking place on August 23rd at the Ice House in Bethlehem. We're going to learn more about all this stuff. Before we dive in, really quick, thank you to our sponsors who make this possible. WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, and our friends at L.L. Bean Outdoor Discovery Programs. Michael, Vincent, Dawn, hello again and welcome. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you
for having us. So this is fun. I always love how these come together because we only met via email, and So I want to kind of learn more about how this all came to be. But first of all, tell me a little bit about what it is. What is Route 22 Filmworks? And then we'll talk about like what the film festival is. But kind of give us an idea of what the organization is itself. And anybody can go with any of these. They're for everybody. Just opening it up.
Route 22 Filmworks started because originally there was a different group. And Vince and I first met when that group was meeting up. And then as the group's meetings sort of seemed to peter out, we started meeting at a Wegmans. And then it ended up that just myself, Vince, and Dawn were the only three that kept showing up. So okay. We decided, well, then why don't we just make our own group? So we did. And the name sort of went through various different iterations. But we eventually settled on Route 22 Filmworks, or Route 22 Filmworks, as corrected, although I
remember feeling that day.
Yeah, but and we kind of settled on because I think it was, I believe it was Vince's idea, because Route 22 goes through Easton, Allentown, and Bethlehem, which were kind of like the central zones of where what our group encompassed, because each of us are from different areas, and that was sort of the group, the area we covered. Since then, we've sort of expanded a little bit, I think, beyond, you know, to like the Lehigh Valley, and we have people who have participated in our groups that are from New Jersey, and things like that. So we kind of grown since then, but that was the beginning of it.
For me, you said you're meeting at a Wegmans. Bring me there. Is it like a book club? Like, do you meet up in a room and then discuss a film that you watched, or how does that work for somebody who isn't familiar with that? Vince or Dawn, like, how do you tell me about that?
They basically had like a cafe area that you know, you kind of buy food or drinks and kind of, you know, hang out and relax. And since it was really just the three of us for a while, we enjoyed that space. It was quiet, kind of worked for us. It did start to grow a bit. We kind of have this little running joke because there was an employee there who was probably 75, 80 years old. He was using his little butler and sweeping up and very intently watching our meetings. And we couldn't tell if he was really kind of curious about it, kind of annoyed we were there. We weren't really sure, but he was also washing windows and he'd just be washing the same area with a squeegee for like, you know, 10 minutes straight. And it was just kind of funny. But we started off small, and then as more people came, you know, we could tell we were outgrowing the space, so we needed to do something different.
And are you watching them? You're not watching films at Wegmans, so is it more like you watch it at home and discuss it, or what is it?
Yeah, essentially, the group was like filmmaking. It was always about making films.
Okay.
It was about. I mean, I like Dawn and Vince had more involvement. I had just moved here. Again, we're talking 2016, right, guys? Mm-hmm. That's
2017.
We
founded it.
So I had just moved here like a few months before then. Vince and Don had been more involved in other filmmaking groups that were kind of like the precursors to Route 22. So they could speak better to that. But that's basically what
Well, forgive me, because like the last, I just did a podcast with a film festival, and their history was more about how they enjoy films. Whereas I think I'm kind of finding out you guys are more making some of your more the technical aspect of it, which now is even more interesting. So, yeah, well, is what discuss then what goes on at some of those meetings. Are you going over like the types of different shots that you're experimenting with and stuff like that? Is it more of a technical conversation?
Yeah, it started out that we were meeting there at Wegmans. And I guess they call it the fireplace room. Okay. And just a bunch of, it's kind of like a cafeteria, homey setting.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so you had to get something to eat, and you sit there and eat. So the group would come there, and we would all go over scripts that we had written.
Okay.
And pretty much try to come up with ideas of how we plan on making these films.
Sure.
Some members would have, you know, contacts that would help with putting things together. Like we made a film that we were going to use a truck in it. And the woman said, hey, we have access to fire trucks. We could use a fire truck for the scene. So the collaboration was fantastic. And that's pretty much all it was, is we were just a bunch of filmmakers and we were just collaborating. We came together, went over scripts, came up with great ideas and made it happen.
So you're all personally involved in creating your own films. Are you like, is it, you know, these are independent things. So do you have your own companies or you work for companies or that sort of thing?
It's mostly just for fun, just for the love of filmmaking. So the majority of the people in the group are just doing it for passion projects. You know, hobbies. Sorry. We have no budget productions. You know, we'll, sure. whoever's kind of, you know, either writing or directing the film will spring for catering and, you know, we'll have that on hand, but, no one's getting paid. We're just doing it for the love of filmmaking and being creative together. And it's pretty cool to see how everybody comes up and, you know, joins in, people who have no experience or people who've been on more professional sets, just all coming together to,
right.
to make something creative.
Yeah. And it's a big mix. I mean, like, you know, there's been some people that we've worked with who are professional video production people in the Lehigh Valley. Sure. They've helped out on some of the projects we've done. So it's that very big mix. And some people, like Don said, are people who've never touched a camera before, but they just want to learn how to do it. So they come on the sets and they be a part of the process for us. And a lot of it's just about having fun and just sort of taking the time to make something that's fun. That's the goal.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but like filmmaking is more accessible now than ever before. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to be good at it, right? But it just means that it's easier than it was 20 years ago. If you wanted to go out and say, I'm going to make a film, you could go do it. But to learn, you're basically saying, you know, make sure you're learning these things along the way, because even though you have the tool, it's not that easy to just run out and do something like that.
Yeah, you can easily tell the difference between an amateur and a professional that's filming with even just an iPhone. You know, just the way it's being framed tells a lot right there. Just tells you what kind of person is behind that camera.
And so you guys, you have these meetings or you're learning. So when did we decide we want to have a film festival? Is it because you had so many of these great films that you're experiencing and you want to share them with the world? Like, how did that come about?
I think that was a big part of it, is wanting to grow the audience. So it's, you know, you show the films that you make and it's pretty much the cast and crew and maybe their families that come. Okay. And, you know, you have a very small premiere. And that's great. That's awesome. But we wanted to kind of open it to the public and also showcase local talent. And I know you mentioned kind of what sets us apart from other festivals. I think that's part of it. A lot of festivals have a local component, but ours is really almost entirely based on local filmmaking. We want that collaboration and we want the people to show up. I think it's awesome. I've been to a lot of festivals and it's cool to see films from you know, Croatia and Ireland or, you know, wherever, mm-hmm. but those people are generally not flying in, you know, to Allentown, Bethlehem to come to the festival. We want those people to come and talk about their work.
Yeah. One of the key parts,
to me. Go ahead, Michael.
One of the key parts is as we do it at the Ice House in Bethlehem, mm-hmm. They invited us. We'd always kind of talked about doing something like this. It had come up several times, and there was a few like some opportunities that came and went over the years that we've been having our meetings and such and making our shorts. But the Ice House, we had somewhat of a relationship there because Don and myself had done plays there. So we kind of okay. knew one of the theater groups that have done there. We've acted in plays there, I should clarify. And then, sure. so we kind of had like, so then they knew we made films and then they asked mm-hmm. us if we wanted to do a film festival. So we kind of jumped at the opportunity. And as Don said, part of that was to make sure that we were doing a film festival that was unique in comparison to other ones. Cause there are a lot of film festivals in this area. There's the Allentown Film Festival. There's Southside,
yeah,
there's Reading, you know, and those are great film festivals. But they're more traditional film festivals in that they invite films from all over the world and okay. they maybe dedicate a block to local filmmaking, which, you know, often end up being people who are actually local to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal was to do something that was just local filmmaking. So it was really like the people in the Lehigh Valley. And that was what we did the first year. And the second year we kind of expanded it out because we found we needed to have more submissions. I mean, the tricky part is just having enough submissions.
Sure.
So we'd opened it up a little bit more. So it's all of Pennsylvania. That's also the neighboring states, all the connected states. So New York, Ohio, mm-hmm. Maryland, all those states. And we've gotten a pretty good response. And it's still, but we still stay true to the local filmmaking. A lot of these things are films either made by students, which we highlight, but also it's local filmmakers, people who are part of film groups of themselves, and they're making these films on their own with no budget. Mm-hmm. And helping, you know, getting like local actors and local, like, yeah. and we're using local in a broad term. It's local to their areas. But it's local filmmaking, local independent filmmaking.
And I mean, this to me is interesting. I don't know if this is how normal this is in other film festivals, but they're all under 20 minutes as well.
Yeah.
Is and that was an abnormal thing or?
That depends on the festival. A lot of festivals okay. will have features. What we found is the longer the submission, obviously the less films you can show. So, you know, sure. we have a one-day festival. Generally, it's about four blocks. If we had a feature, that would pretty much be one entire block. So mm-hmm. in order to bring in and show and display, you know, the most, you know, number of projects that we can, we came up with a 20-minute limit, you know, just so we could display more work and have more people come in and see everything on the big screen, which is really what it's all about.
Sure. And I mean, for me as a viewer too, I just feel like I could get through more content as well. I mean, I know it's like bad. I don't want to be like a, you know, 90-second TikTok stuff. Like these are well thought out movies. Like how what type of genres are we talking? Pretty much everything from comedy to when I saw Route 22, I figured it was a horror anthology.
No, it's you know, pretty much
just the road is so horrible.
We get a little bit of everything. We don't exclude anything. We would like to get more comedy films. I'm not sure why, you know, this year we didn't get too many from that genre, but we might have to do a specific category next year to
everyone's been a little bit depressed lately, I think.
I guess, yeah. But it's, yeah. you know, sometimes you have, you know, some themes that are a little darker and you need a few comedies to break it up a little bit. So it's not as doom and gloom.
I know my friend Jaya Peck. I don't know if you know him. They're filming some sort of a film called Popcorn Pushers in the Emmaus area. I follow them on social media. So, and it's fun to see all these different things like going on, you know, in a place that you know down the street.
That's part of one of the interesting things that we found. And it's also part of the reason why we expanded, our reach a little bit when we did the second year, because the first year we kept it very local. And it was a lot of, the first year was a lot of our own productions, and we had a lot of very local films the first year. The second year we widened it out. And the one thing that we found was that there are filmmaking groups everywhere. They're like small little groupings. Like even in here in the Lehigh Valley, we have Route 22, but we also have FIFO, which is Fade In and Fade Out, which is another group that's located in the Easton area. Their meetings are in Easton. They meet in person. And they're a filmmaking collaborative group that is helping with networking to try to get people talking to each other. But we found that in other areas such as Emmaus or Lancaster or York, Pennsylvania, they all have their own film communities, but they don't necessarily know, like the people in Lancaster don't know there are people in York, or that the people in York don't know that there are people in Emmaus. I mean, these aren't all necessarily close together areas, but they don't all know each other exists. And the fun part that we found doing this film festival is that we've gotten films from all sorts of areas throughout Pennsylvania, but also we found it in other, in like in New Jersey and New York, they're having the same thing. Like these groups in one little town, they all may talk to each other, but they're very kind of cliquish in a way, and that they get very closed off because they're just sort of working with each other, and they don't know that there's a film being made like 10 miles away, and maybe they need help, maybe they need people, and they could communicate.
I mean, I've seen Facebook posts, but I would think within a group that would make a lot more sense, you know. And that makes a lot of sense,
because there are a lot of features that film around here too that sometimes people don't even know there are feature films being made in the Lehigh Valley.
Which is neat. I've had Dan Roebuck's been in this attic. He probably, you know, doesn't want to talk about it too much. But, you know, there's been great films going on. Do you see some of that? Do you see more activity in the Valley? I don't know. Since you've been around?
Vince? You guys have lived here longer than me. So what do you say?
I definitely see an uptick. I would say maybe just 20 years ago, you know, there was really nothing, no filmmaking going on around the area, except for, you know, your local studios. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you have that movie Glass that was filmed here in Lehigh Valley. I know a lot of productions are going on for local, larger scale, more professional size films. Mm-hmm. They're not very popular, but we're made aware of now that they're being filmed in the area.
There's one, for example, right now at Moravian University, they're filming, I forget, I wish I could remember.
The next one.
Yes, and it's a field hockey movie, right? Yeah. You guys are aware. But, like, I see the pictures of their sets, and you're like, oh, my God, this is legit. Like, they have the cranes doing all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's really neat to see. Yeah, fact that those people are getting paid to do that.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are working on the next play are people who, you know, we've worked with on our projects or their projects or other, you know, all of us have kind of, especially I think in the Lehigh Valley, we've gotten really good at, there's a lot more communication that goes on, and the film community in this area is pretty broad, and everybody kind of works together. There's another feature film called The Retailer that's also filming in the Lehigh Valley area, and a lot of us are working on that as well. So I feel like there's more features. I mean, they're all like low budget, small budget features, you know, not studio pictures going here as much, but there's a lot of filmmaking going on in terms of low budget stuff, like a lot of horrors, Terrifier movie, not that far from here.
Oh, yeah?
They were like, I believe in New York and Pennsylvania, the border, but they were like in Scranton, like up in that northern area. And I know there's one people who I've worked with in this area worked on the last one. So, like, there's a lot more of that going on.
Just as an aside, I'm trying to impress you guys. I just went down to Blobfest at Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. I saw it and I'm like, oh, so I ran the 10K But we're like, let's go down and experience the whole festival. And it was so much fun. It was like, this is a commercial for Blobfest. You know, obviously, they're showing old movies and that sort of thing. I think they showed some other kind of stuff, but they incorporated it with, you know, all the crazy punk rock flea market type stuff. I was blown away. I had a great time. We're going again next year. So, you know, I think there's something to be said for these types of events. You know, they're great.
Yeah, and they do. They accept film submissions for that as well. So local filmmakers, okay, I think it's more like a challenge thing that they do with that. So like there are certain things you have to include. But yeah, I've always meant to go to that. But I never got it.
And I thought it was a really fun time. We spent a lot of money on local art, you know, like they had blobs that they were making. Anyway, that's another whole podcast. So we want to make sure that people come to the festival. It's August 23rd. What do I need? The submissions are closed. So if you want to submit, that's something, you know, go to the website, look at it for next year. You can get more involved in the group and all that. But for somebody who wants to come to this year's film festival, and did I get the dates wrong? I said August 23rd earlier. I'll fix that. August 23rd. Oh, wait.
August 23rd. I think you said October 23rd in the intro, but it's August 23rd.
I will make sure. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that that date is correct so that you only hear August 23rd, 2025 at the Ice House in Bethlehem. What can somebody, first of all, how do you get tickets? And then what can somebody who is purchasing tickets expect?
So tickets are not available quite yet. We have to put the blocks together, which we're hoping to have done by this weekend. You can get tickets.
By the time this publishes, though, they'll probably be available.
It'll be? So. Okay, awesome. So tickets will be available either on the Film Freeway site. There's a page for tickets. Tickets will be $25 for an all-access pass, or they're $10 per block. You can also get tickets at the door by cash. And those are a couple options that people can have to come check us out. We do have a lot of walk-ins sometimes that come in.
Yeah, because it's something too, now that I've kind of been exposed to one of those, and I talked with my friend Jen, who's in charge of the Southside Film Festival. And it's fun. That's why I was like confused in the beginning. It's fun how your group is slightly different than the things that they're doing, but it's kind of really, at the end of the day, it's for the same thing, to watch and appreciate and get back together, still talking post-COVID, but having events like this where we're bringing people together, not just in the Lehigh Valley, but from all over the places, is fantastic. So, you know, we're looking for, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
That's also partially why we did it in August, because a lot of the film festivals are in April. In fact, I think a bulk of them are in April. So like in spring and early summer, there were a lot of film festivals. So we tried to get away from that. We were doing everything we could, something unique, not just in terms of how we program it, in terms of the films we feature, but also our timing is a little removed. So that way we're a little distant from the other film festivals.
I know that submissions are closed. You can't really reveal too much, but is there anything that you guys are... Have you seen some things that you're really looking forward to other people seeing?
Yeah, I mean, we can't reveal too much, but we're actually just talking right before we came on and trying to plan out the awards and you know, nominees for each category. And that's always exciting to see, least with the three of us, how our opinions come together with that. So. But yeah, there's some great films and a lot of student films this year, which we don't always get. But for some reason, we got quite a few that were selected.
You know, I see too. I've seen just, you know, ancillary stuff, but I've seen a lot of students like embrace some of the older technology too, like the 720 HD P cams, like from the early 2000s, and shooting stuff in that. And I don't know, it's fun. It's fun to see all these different mediums that we've had over the years and people still using them and creating. It's cool.
Yeah, I like that people have, some people have also kind of rediscovered Super 8, 8mm film. I think partially because it's not terribly expensive to shoot on 8mm, but also it's also not too expensive to digitize. So that's pretty cool.
It just feels, it feels different. It's, I think we get to, we make things too perfect, and then we're like, wait, we have to go back to when it was really good. So, but no, this is really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. We will drop that filmfreeway.com/Route 22 Filmworks Film Festival link in the show notes. You can look for you guys on social media as well. Route 22 Filmworks is kind of hard to miss. We'll make sure that all your stuff is in here. And what can people do if they're listening to this, you know, after the festival and they want to either get involved or know about next year? You know, is this something you guys meet monthly or?
Vince, you want to take that one?
Go ahead, Don.
Okay. So we have monthly meetings. It's the second Tuesday of each month at 7:30. We have two Facebook pages, but there's one that's a members page. And we also have a mailing list that we e-blast out the Zoom link. For the most part, we do the Zoom meetings the second Tuesday of each month, unless we have a project or something we're working on, of course, then, you know, we come together in person to work on that. But it's a great way to get involved. A lot of times we'll meet people up at the festival. We have a sign up list to add to the emails, and sure, we send it out whenever we have a project or a meeting or something fun going on.
Yeah. And like I said, or like you said, tickets available at the door as well. So if there's something you're hearing this before August 23rd, you know, make plans to get out to the Ice House. One of my favorite venues. I love that it's being used for so many different things. It's like punk rock shows, then Pennsylvania Playhouse stuff, and then film festivals, you know, it's fantastic. And comedy, there's comedy going on as well. So
yeah, it's really great stuff. It's great because it's, you know, it's not a movie theater. So you have to kind of always take all that consideration. But it's a really nice venue. I mean, a unique place that really has a nice character to it that I think makes the whole experience that much more fun.
I agree. I think we're lucky that we have it, and it's great that we continue to do stuff in it. And I can't wait. I'm definitely going to come check this out. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys for coming on. And if you haven't learned more about Route 22 Filmworks, please do check out their website. And if you're listening to this after the film festival, that's okay. They meet, and you can learn more about all the technical stuff that they're talking about and get better at filmmaking. And it's great that we're seeing all these great local things coming out. So thank you guys, and we'll see you on August 23rd.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having us.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernardin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.